Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Saturday, February 10th, 2024. Those Difficult Ones. From We Can't Do Anything About It. A sermon by Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour. The text comes from 1 Timothy 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. To some people, St. Paul's advice may sound like the most impractical advice in the world. The last thing they would do or think of is prayer. To them, prayer is a desperate measure, something you try when everything else has failed. To people with faith in God, prayer is born not out of desperation, but out of bold confidence in God. It gives believers courage because we know that the action of God is man's first and best hope. Paul prayed for the Emperor Nero and for the whole Roman establishment right down to its puppet kings spread throughout the empire. His fervent hope was that their hearts would be open to the leading of God and that God would direct them in the performance of their duties with justice and honor. In this way, people might live in a peaceful life under their administration in godliness and honesty. It was for all mankind to be saved that the Apostle Paul prayed. He longed for all people everywhere to realize the truth, that there is only one God and only one intermediary between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ. The witness of Christ's cross was all the encouragement Paul needed, though he was often met with resistance, to go out and proclaim the good news of Jesus to the Gentile world. Still, we may not want to pray for the world. We may have encountered one too many foes along life's difficult road. It all may seem to be a never-ending and hollow task, this praying for those who hold the world in high esteem while casting aspersions on the things of God. It's natural to want to give up and throw in the towel. But God can, and does, change the hearts of people every day. So, be a witness to the redemption of the world through Jesus Christ, and pray that God will act, beginning with you. Pray with faith that God can do all things, overcoming all obstacles for you, while empowering you to pray for those you love, and especially for those difficult ones He can love through you. We pray. Heavenly Father, speak through me to the world around me, to those you can reach through my life and witness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you.